From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor has won the approval of the Senate Judiciary Committee. All but one Republican voted against her, including Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions. He said he was unconvinced by her testimony before the committee.
But in speech after speech, year after year, Judge Sotomayor set forth a fully formed, I believe, judicial philosophy that conflicts with the great American tradition of blind justice and fidelity to the law as written.
The full Senate is scheduled to vote on the Sotomayor nomination next week. A new bipartisan NPR poll shows that President Obama's approval ratings have slipped, and his plans to overhaul the nation's health care system has hit a rough patch. NPR's Mara Liasson has details.
The poll puts the president's approval rating at 53%, its lowest to date. When asked what they've heard so far about the president's and the Democrats' health care plans, 47% of the likely voters in our survey say they're opposed, 42% say they favor the proposals. Stan Greenberg, the Democratic half of our polling team, believes that's because all the public has heard so far is its huge $1 trillion over 10-year price tag and the possibility that taxes may have to be raised to pay for it. But our Republican pollster, Glenn Bolger, says that voters who were once undecided are tipping into the opposition camp because they're not convinced the president's health care proposals will make their insurance more affordable or secure. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
New numbers on home prices show some signs of recovery. The S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index for May showed that prices were actually starting to rise again in some cities. NPR's Chris Arnold has details.
Home prices are still down 17% from a year ago, but here's the encouraging part. As compared to the month before, prices actually rose a bit in a bunch of cities. Boston, Cleveland, Dallas, Minneapolis, San Francisco, and some others.
The housing market's bottoming out.
That's Mark Zandi, chief economist of Moody's Economy.com. He says, though, a lot still depends on the Obama administration's plan to prevent too many more foreclosures.
The president's loan modification plan has to work reasonably well. If it doesn't, foreclosures will continue to mount. That'll drive prices down further, create more foreclosures, and we'll be trapped in a self-reinforcing negative cycle.
Zandi is hopeful that the plan could keep about 2 million people in their houses. Other economists are skeptical, though, that it will work. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
A car bomb exploded near a civil guard barracks in Spain's northern city of Burgos Wednesday, injuring dozens of people. None of the injuries was said to be life-threatening. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but the news agency Europe says police are blaming Basque separatist group ETA. In Tokyo, the Nikkei average was down 0.1%. This is NPR News. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has signed a budget agreement that includes additional cuts to social programs. Schwarzenegger said the revised $85 billion spending plan contains the good, the bad, and the ugly. He used his line item veto authority to save an additional $656 million that he said is needed to restore a reserve fund. Farm counties, agriculture organizations, and conservationists are upset with the governor for axing a program that preserves farmland. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports from Modesto.
The cutting of funds for the Williamson Act was one of 21 vetoes the governor made in order to bring the state budget back into balance. Since 1972, the measure has called for California to indirectly assist farmers who resist the temptations of developers. John Gamper is with the California Farm Bureau.
Property tax revenues that local governments forego when they enter into contracts with property owners who agree to use their land for agriculture or open space purposes in exchange for a lower property tax assessment.
Even though the money from Sacramento has been curtailed, the financially strapped farm counties are still obligated to provide millions of dollars in tax breaks to farmers because the contracts run for 10 years. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez has recalled his ambassador to Colombia. He's also announced that all trade agreements with Venezuela's neighbor will be suspended. The move came a day after Colombian President Alvaro Uribe said that some weapons Venezuela purchased from Sweden had ended up in the hands of his country's main rebel group known as the FARC. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News. From Washington.